T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Good day. Welcome, Bill Michaels Show. We are on the air. We are so glad you are on board. This Wednesday, day after the Brewers looked kind of ugly in the sixth inning last night, to be quite honest with you, but nevertheless, they now fall 4 games behind the Cardinals in the standings, and as we went over just before the top of the hour break, pretty much as you get to September, everything's almost decided. I mean, you've got the two Centrals, the American League and the National League Central, that are still somewhat of a race, but everything else divisionally is decided. You have some wild card standings to pay attention to, but it's a sad state of baseball when you kind of, there's a lot of teams that, you know, they're not mathematically eliminated, but there's not a whole lot of hope right now. And it just, baseball's kind of, if I can say it, maybe limping across the finish line. You got our National Baseball Insider, Seth Everett, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. You find him at Seth_Everett on Twitter. Seth, how you been, buddy?
I am good, and, you know, that saddens me to hear, you know, because we wanted a great pennant race. And it's just not because Milwaukee's not – look, they're not out of it by any stretch. You could pick up 2 games very quickly, actually in 2 days. But they're not playing well, and there's no secret that they're not playing well. The Cardinals are in their topsy-turvy, streaky position. And this is one of their upswings. It's happening at an inopportune time. Did they suddenly fall flat in September, and now you're right back in the midst of the wild card? You're right. The problem with this is it doesn't feel like a race, and you can't move on yet. You can't give up because the teams that you're chasing for those wild cards are not very good. Philadelphia Phillies are not a good team. The New York Mets are not a good team. If the Milwaukee Brewers are not a good team, you're in the same boat as all those teams. And so that's the argument. That's why the negativity that you feel, and I'm not blaming fans for feeling it, it's sad, because would you rather be on the fringe of a race and out of it, or would you rather be the Pirates and at least know you're out of it?
The Brewers at least have numerous games between the Cardinals and the Cubs still left with them. I was talking about like the East earlier, and the Washington Nationals, while they're right there, they have 7 games against Atlanta. At least they still kind of hold their fate in their own hands, but not so much.
They need to pick up 2 games, yeah. And they're going to have to go like 6-1 against Atlanta.
Yeah.
And that's hard.
Yeah, I completely agree.
At this stretch of the season is a lot.
And when you look at, say, a team like Arizona, 19 games back, I mean, the West is the West, and you're not really, I don't think,
anyway. But Arizona's in the wild card chase.
Right.
There's a reason to show up. What really the line of demarcation is the 500 mark. As crazy as that sounds,
sure.
The line of demarcation has been the 500 mark. And, you know, look, I want races. You know, races to me, the competitive imbalance in baseball has alarmed me, because if you look at football, and let's just make one football analogy, football for 3 straight seasons had a downturn in ratings. And last year, it responded. They didn't make up all the lost ratings, but they had a big resurgence.
Mm-hmm.
And the main reason why was not because of Colin Kaepernick. It was because the games were good.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
Because when we complained about the kneeling and we complained about the election, the games weren't challenging us. They weren't entertaining us. And last year, I mean, this is my personal opinion, I thought the NFL was great last year. I was so compelled to watching everything in the NFL last year. And it really did hold my attention, and baseball's not doing that. I have a podcast planned, a meeting with Bob Nightingale.
Oh, wow.
On Monday. We are getting together in person. We're going to sit down at like a coffee shop, and we're going to lament all of this. We're going to talk about competitive imbalance. I don't know if you saw his article. I know I tweeted it. He wrote an article for USA Today this week where he interviewed Joe Maddon, Lou Piniella, Goose Gossage, and a host of others. And some of these guys are Hall of Famers, and they called the game unwatchable.
I can understand that.
I didn't say unwatchable.
No, I can understand it. I've said it time and again. The other day I saw a triple, and people are on their feet, and people are screaming down. People are cheering. And I've said one of the most exciting plays in baseball has kind of been eliminated. It's all or nothing. It's either home run or go back to the bench.
Derby. Yeah, home run derby.
And it just, you know, we got excited last night because of a pop fly that Ryan Braun didn't dive for and scored a couple of runs because they happened to be on the move on a 3-2 pitch, you know. I mean, so it's things like that that keep the excitement in baseball. It's not just watching the long ball majestically fly out of ballparks and going, okay, there was a home run. Now I'll wait another 3.5 minutes before somebody actually makes contact.
Right. There's this big debate nationally about, Pete Alonso, this guy on the Mets.
Mm-hmm.
And he broke Darryl Strawberry's rookie home run record. And I'm sorry, but Darryl Strawberry had a harder time doing it than Pete Alonso does.
Yeah.
And it's not to demean young Pete Alonso, but that's not a big deal. You know, it's not really a big issue. And that's alarming. The fact of the matter is that the 2019 season was supposed to take your mind off of impending labor and too many strikeouts and too many home runs. And the Minnesota Twins, to me, are the poster child for this because all the Twins do is hit home runs. I mean, that is not even a fundamentally sound baseball team.
Mm-hmm.
But they are mashing their way to the postseason, and they'll be in it. And the question that I ask and I get asked all the time, and this is something that I'll be paying particular attention to, is in a short series, does baseball turn into the sport I remember?
Here's a question.
Because what the playoffs are supposed to be are nail-biting.
Right.
And if I see home run derby in the playoffs, I swear I have Apple TV and I know how to use it.
That's my question. And by the way, we're talking with Seth Everett, our National Baseball Insider. So, look, as we wind down, and I said kind of limp to the finish line when it comes to the Major League Baseball season, once we get to the postseason, do we expect the excitement level, just because of the intensity and what's on the line, yes, that'll ratchet up, but how good will it actually be in your estimation?
Well, the problem is, and this is where that Vegas idea came about, and I don't know if you remember this, but I said this on your show. You know, the top three teams in the sport right now are the Dodgers, the Yankees, and the Astros. And I would say if you were going to put down a Vegas bet that only two of those three make baseball's final four, right? You understand, you know, the final four, meaning the LCS.
Right.
I would say yes. I would say two of those three are making it. So you could see an Astros-Yankees LCS. You could see the Dodgers in the LCS, but I don't think you'll see the Dodgers, Astros, and Yankees all in the LCS. And the reason is because these three teams, they know they are going to the playoffs, and they have nothing to do from now until October.
Right.
And the Dodgers have had this for such a long time that it's hard to then expect them to flip a switch. Now, there's one caveat to something I said a month ago, and I want to make sure I clarify this. I made the assumption, and maybe I was wrong for doing so, but I made the assumption that the winner of the NL Central will have been on such a rush that they'll be primed for the short series, the five-game series, and none of those teams are doing that. So that if they all tread water like this and the Cubs limp into the postseason, to steal your phrase, does that then become their quick exit?
Right.
Because then what you did was you never won anything. You were the process of elimination NL Central champ because not because you were ever playing great, it's because the other teams started playing worse.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a big difference. You know, I had said, you know, right after the All-Star break, I said, I love the idea that these teams are playing these pressure-packed games. Did you see Craig Counsell last night? There was nothing pressure-packed. That didn't have a feel of a, and he almost sounded like Jim Mora when he started playoffs.
Right. Exactly. I was thinking the exact same thing when he started talking. Like, we're not worried about the playoffs right now. We just got to win games.
You have to put some wins together. And, look, a good weekend can change that. You know what I mean? A good weekend can totally change that because the numbers are so close. But you're starting to see a bunch of teams that are starting to recognize that the failings of the season are not the storyline. So if you're the Philadelphia Phillies, you know how much they have been mocked, right? They fired their hitting coach and brought back their quasi-Hall of Fame manager in Charlie Manuel to be the hitting coach. And if you think that's not so that they sit down and start playing baseball, Charlie Manuel's a lifer, right?
Mm-hmm.
But Charlie Manuel stresses contact. He stresses contact. He is all about contact. You know who he taught how to hit? Manny Ramirez.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Say what you want about him. He's a punk, but he's the greatest RBI machine of our generation.
Yeah. And no, I would love to see more contact in baseball. I just would.
Right.
I think it just makes the game more exciting. The launch angle, the swing and the miss, the watching strikes go right down the middle, waiting for that specific pitch. Look, I get it, but we've talked about it time and again. It's just it's not as enjoyable. Look, Twins fans are giddy because their team's crushing the baseball. Don't get me wrong, but the majority of just games themselves as a casual fan to watch, kind of a yawner.
Well, that's the argument. You know, fans care about a team first and a league second. I always learned that. My favorite story about that, and I may have told it to you before, but I think your listeners will get a kick out of it. I covered the steroid hearings, right? I was in Congress. I got to go to Capitol Hill. I was in Congress, and there was a media shuttle that took you to the hotel. And I'm walking. I'm wearing a suit and tie, and I had done a bunch of TV that week. And I'm walking down the lawn from the Capitol building into where the bus was supposed to meet us. And some fan comes up to me wearing a Mets jersey and goes, "Hey, how am I Mets going to do this year?" And I looked at him like, "Do you know what I'm doing?"
Right.
Like, I just saw Congress. Fans care about a team first and a league second. You do not ask a Packer fan what his priority is. It will never be concussions.
Right.
But if you ask a fan of a league, concussions is such a big deal, right? Concussions. People are so concerned about concussions and helmets and what kind of helmet should be acceptable and what people are comfortable with. All those questions exist. But at the same time, people say, is my quarterback going to be healthy? Is my team going to be good? And that's a very selfish attitude, and it's what every sports fan has.
Yep. No, I completely get it. Always a pleasure to talk, Seth. We will chat again next week, and hopefully it's a little bit better of a Wednesday for Brewers fans who are muddling through what they witnessed last night.
Well, and if not, the NFL starts soon.
Don't we know it around here? Always good to see you, pal. We'll talk soon, okay?
I'll see you, man.
There you go. Seth Everett, our National Baseball Insider, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard and they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been doing it. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. That is schneiderjobs.com. Our friends at Wisconsin Harley-Davidson, they got the pre-owned bike blowout going on right now, and they're reminding you that, hey, the rally is coming soon. So if you want to ride or maybe get yourself a new bike, they have got it going on right now. You can check out the amazing inventory of the gently pre-loved motorcycles, new motorcycles. They've got some of the 2020s that are coming out there this weekend. Don't miss out right now. Stop in for the best selection and the best deals only at the Platinum Award-winning Wisconsin Harley-Davidson. By the way, I was with the whole gang last night, and I will post those pictures over on the Facebook fan page. So you get a chance to see. We had a great time last night down at the Milwaukee Brewing Company and also with all the Harley dealers from internationally around the world. But stop in now to Wisconsin Harley-Davidson in Oconomowoc for the huge selection. You can check out the inventory online at WISHD.com, WISHD.com, or just stop in, say hi. Remember, Wisconsin Harley-Davidson in Oconomowoc, it's your ultimate Milwaukee Rally Destination, August 29th through September 2nd, with nonstop live entertainment, demos, great food, icy beverages, a huge sports bar they're going to have there. It's going to be fantastic. Check them out at WISHD.com. Their house is your house for music, lineup, and a whole lot more. Platinum award-winning Wisconsin Harley-Davidson just off of 94. Take exit 282. You can see it right there off of 94, just minutes west of Milwaukee and Oconomowoc. See it, live it, breathe it, go. There you go. WISHD.com or call Craig. Call the GM, 262-569-8500. More of the Bill Michaels show after this.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Show, we continue on. Radio Joe Zanzola across the way, and if you want to get a hold of us, it's 855-830-8648 in the Milwaukee Admirals, hashtag Admirals 50 talk line. Hit us up on Twitter, at Bill underscore Michaels, M-I-C-H-A-E-L-S, at Bill underscore Michaels, at Radio Joe Sports. You can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/TheBillMichaelsShow. You can look for the blue check mark there, or just simply go to Bill Michaels, M-I-C-H-A-E-L-S, BillMichaelsSports.com. And you can find all the links, the email links, all that kind of good stuff right there. And the Radio.com app, you can listen live on the site. You can always go to Radio.com and download the app on your mobile device. And plenty of ways to stay in touch with the program. We certainly encourage you to do so. This portion of the program brought to you by our good friends over there at New Mail Medical, treating guys with ED, erectile dysfunction, all over the state and well beyond the borders as well. They've had a huge success rate, 98% or better, and it's all but guaranteeing they can help you. So what are you waiting for? Why aren't you calling? Again, call them 414-455-4451. Call the medical experts, 414-455-4451. In addition to that, they have the all-in-one weight loss program, and yes, that works. And they also have the low T treatments, which gives you, you know, more energy, better mental clarity, better mood, better stamina, stability. It's kind of putting you all back on the same even plane. It's great. It works. Again, 414-455-4451. All right, this is what I want. Okay, we've talked a lot of Brewers today, and we know we got Packers coming up tomorrow, but and we're going to talk more Packers coming up here shortly. But this is what I want. Brewers fans, specifically, if you had to describe this season in a few words or a sentence at this point, what would that be? What would that be? I mean, if I had to use a word to describe the Brewers season, I would say frustrating. Frustrating. I could use the word roller coaster. You know exactly what I meant. Frustrating would be a good one. Keep it clean, by the way. But I think it's been dissected to death. There's a lot of obvious things here. Joe just writes in the Wendy's email inbox one word, failure. Steven writes in the Wendy's email inbox, by the way, fresh, never frozen, Wendy's email inbox. He said, disheartening. Josh says, if I had to describe it in a sentence, I would say, I feel lied to. That's interesting. That's interesting. Lied to. Look, if I'm kind of gathering where you're coming from, I understand it. I don't think the season's over. Okay, I understand what you're talking about. If you're talking about personnel and monetary spending, okay. But I look, between the injuries and guys, you know, having subpar performances, you can be a glasses half full type of person going, wow, I can't believe this team's still in the thick of things. That's amazing. Bill writes in the Wendy's email inbox, fresh, never frozen. He said, if I had to describe it, I would say painful in one word. Another Bill writes, two words, fire council. Well, for those that are in that camp, see, let me say this. I've defended Craig Council, and I still will. I think Craig Council has been a really solid manager. You can clearly hear and see the frustration that he's going through right now. He's not talking playoffs. He's talking about just trying to stack some success. He's a guy that's smart enough to know what it is he's talking about. I think he's been really good at pushing certain buttons. And I also think that at times they get so overwhelmed with the numbers that sometimes the numbers... Lou Piniella, years ago, I thought Lou Piniella was tremendous when he talked about numbers. He said his pitching coach would come to him with statistics. And he would say, I'd look at the statistics and I'd say, what does your gut tell you? And he said, you know what was funny is you could you're blank with the statistics because most of the time my gut was right. I know that Joe Madden has managed that way at times. Sometimes you just go with your gut. You think you go against the grain, but sometimes it works out because you just get a feel for the game, a feel for the players around you. I think sometimes that what managers and general managers base so many decisions on is not their gut and their baseball instincts. It is strictly look at the numbers. This is what it is. This is the percentage we're going to go with. And look, percentages and results, those are the numbers because that's the way they work out majority of the time. But there is something to be said for that level of intuition. I mean, Doug Melvin used to say it. You know, they look at the numbers and what they find on particular players and their resumes, and you look at it and say, okay, this guy's good here, good here, good here, and it's just something about the guy I don't like. When I look at him, I'm not going to go. Or I like this guy, I'm gonna bring him in, whatever. You just have a feel. I think there's many different things that should go into managerial decisions, not just opening up a laptop and going, okay, in this situation with these numbers, this is what I'm going to do. Let's go to Tim listening to us in Kimberly. Tim, welcome to the program, The Bill Michaels Show. What's up, man?
Hey, Tim.
Yeah, go ahead.
Good. I just want to kind of pick on people that are saying that it's so easy to hit a fly ball, to get a run in, to hit a ground ball to the right side.
Mm-hmm.
When pitchers are throwing the ball 96 miles per hour, it's not as easy as hitting a slow pitch softball in that direction. It is very difficult, very hard to do.
Yeah.
And it's kind of makes me mad when people say, well, they should do this, they should do that, but it is very hard to do. So it is hard to move runners over and so forth.
But no, I understand that. I just think that there's a fundamental ability to it that's been lost because it's no longer even a consideration. It's basically grip it and rip it.
Correct. And I always say, if I'm a small market team, I'd love to build the old Cardinals team from the 80s and say, let's try to get every speed guy, every guy that can hit 280, get on base and try to steal, just to see what they would do. Because the small market teams have no chance to compete with the large market teams unless they have every draft pick hit and make it big. But just to see how that would work.
Right. No, I understand. Appreciate the phone call. Joshua says, my three words are not over yet. John writes, complacent, no accountability, or tolerable. Those would be the words that he would use to describe the Brewers season. Larry says, I am putting the sound on mute on all the Brewers games and doing something else with it on in the background. Can no longer listen to all the excuse makers. This one is from Steve, who says in the Wendy's email inbox, if I had to describe it in one word, train wreck. Or is that two words, he writes. Steve, appreciate the email. From where the expectations were, yeah. You know, I mean, you're still there. I just, and this is what I said yesterday to Adam McCalvey, and I wrote this last night, and I've also said it time and again, is this, again, going with the intangible, there was a feel last year. You had this feeling like it was just, things were just falling into place, you know. You got to be good. You got to be lucky. You got to be healthy, and you got to be hot. Those are the four things you need to make a postseason run. And the Brewers had them all going for them last year. They really did. Gary writes in the Wendy's email inbox, fresh, never frozen. He writes, disgusting. Disgusting. Let's go to Nate listening to us in Viroqua on the mighty WVRQ, the home of our good buddy out there.
Hey,
Ernie,
man, how's
Ernie
it going?
Is always a good guy. Ernie's doing better, too. How you doing, Nate? What's up, man?
I'm doing really well. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. What you thinking?
Good. I'm thinking that so far this is an experiment gone wrong. I think they can get some things coming back, but I just think it was an experiment right from the get-go. It was experiment with young arms instead of going out and getting a veteran to come in and, you know, solidify the starting, you know, maybe a number one or number two.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing that was kind of an experiment is you bring up Keston Hira. The guy succeeds, and then you send him back down, and you bring up Travis Shaw, who couldn't do anything, couldn't hit water if he fell out of a boat.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, you bring Hira up, and he's been successful. I mean, you look at him, I think he could have probably made a difference in three or four games. You know, if you go back to possible win or loss, I think he could have helped us win another four or five games.
You'd like to think so. I mean, they wanted to keep Travis Shaw up here as long as they could and give him every opportunity. Maybe you'll learn from that. Appreciate the phone call. Maybe you'll learn from that. Yeah. Because you say, okay, next time a guy's struggling like this, you want to give him the opportunity, but you got to do what's best. I get it. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. If you had to describe the Brewers' season thus far in just a sentence or a few words or a word, what would it be? Keep it clean. But I know there's a lot of disgruntled Brewers fans that are out there right now. But I do like some of the optimism. Some people are saying, hey, look, it's not over until you finish that series with the Cardinals and the Cubs, and then maybe you see where you're at after it's all the dust is settled. And I'm with you. I don't mind that. More of the Bill Michaels Show next.
Border to border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. In the world of sports, a lot of people say a lot of things. But does it pass the big unit test? Let's play buy or sell. Brought to you by Bryant and Stratton College Athletics, offering athletic scholarships in 15 junior college sports. Learn more at bscbobcats.com. This is the Bill Michaels Show.
We're back. We're glad you're back. Hey, a reminder, coming up tonight, Bud Pavilion. That's where you can find us. It's Wednesday Night Live. Back this evening at the Wisconsin State Fair Park. The Now is on the stage. Gates open up at 6. Music at 7. It's all brought to you by Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network, and our motorcycle ride, which is coming up Sunday, September 1st, benefiting Fisher House, Wisconsin. We need you. I can't beg you enough. Please come out and join us coming up on that day as well. Stay tuned as we continue to discuss that. Time now, though, for Buy or Sell. Radio Joe Zanzola hanging out. What you got, Radio Joe?
Winner of the NL Central will win less than 90 games.
I'm buying it. As a matter of fact, I was listening to Pat Hughes, and they were talking about that exact thing and getting into that discussion. Yeah, I'm completely buying that. I think it's going to be about an 85 to 87 win scenario, and I'm because nobody's really running away with this thing. So, yeah, I'm completely buying that. It's going to be about 87 wins at this point that's going to win the division. And then, you know, we'll see what happens with the wild card.
Buy or sell?
The Brewers win 85 games.
Boy, that's a great question. They are 126 games in, 36 to go. 85 games, they're 21, so they would have to go 21 and, holy mackerel, 21 and 15? No, they're not winning 85 games. They're going to win 81, 82. I can't believe I'm saying that. But they're 64 wins, 35 to play, 36 to play. If they go 500, 16 more wins, that'll put them at 80 wins. And they're a sub-500 team since the beginning of the season, so I'm going to say 500. They'll 82 wins. 82 wins for the Milwaukee Brewers. That's where I'm going with
Buy
it.
Or sell.
Preseason game snaps for starters are totally meaningless.
No, I think they have meaning, and I think they're good. I think they're quality. I think they're needed. I think for certain guys, they are needed. I still believe that for wide receivers, for tight ends, same page type of people, you need to get at least a few of those snaps in. But I think more so for young starters, yes, you need to get back at it because you need to remember some of the things you learned in your first couple of years. For a guy like David Bakhtiari, no, I don't need Bakhtiari out there. Brian Bulaga doesn't need to be out there. Aaron Rodgers does, only for the fact that he has to be on the same page with some of his young receivers and young talent. But it's for in a minimally short period of time. But beyond that, no, I agree. You don't have to have your veteran starters out there in preseason games. And I know that sucks for fans because fans want to see their guys. Fans want to see the fan favorites, the mainstay. But this is more about your depth, making the team, and kind of installing some things and going back to the film and looking at it for savage veterans like a Bakhtiari, so to speak. You don't need to be out there. But for other veterans, like right now, Lane Taylor is embroiled in a position battle. You've got other guys that, you know, a guy like Jimmy Graham has to be on the same page. Yeah, those guys need to be out there and play just a little bit.
Buy or sell.
The Packers' offensive line depth is very, very strong.
I don't know about strong. If strong means quality, yes. If strong means like they're all beasts and could go off to other teams and start, I don't know if I'd go that far yet. But I will say this is probably at least what we believe to be the deepest offensive line in a while. I think that would be fair to say. The deepest offensive line we've seen in a while. But I don't want to sit here and say that this is a strong, like, if you know, you can just replace anybody at any point in time. No, I don't think that happens. And second thing is, I still have the concern that if, God forbid, David Bakhtiari go down, then what? Who is quality enough to be able to go in and take over for David Bakhtiari? So that to me is my concern with the offensive line, that they're strong in a lot of areas, but that left tackle position, that could be hurtful if indeed Bakhtiari goes down, because I just don't think they have anybody close to what Bakhtiari's talents are on that offensive line or in their depth right now. But other than that, yeah, I think it's a pretty deep offensive line. It's a strong with depth, yes.
Buy or sell.
All right, so finally, the Wisconsin Badgers in the first AP poll of the season, they are ranked 19th in the country. Buy or sell, the Badgers do not deserve to have a top 25 ranking.
They don't, because their quarterback's position is in flux. They're bringing a lot of the starters from last year are gone. But as Tom Oates put it yesterday, and the more I thought about it, the more I have to agree with what Tom had to say, that is an enormous amount of level respect for what they've done at Wisconsin, for being one of the winningest programs, even though they haven't won a national title, but for being one of the winningest programs in the last decade. That is an enormous amount of respect for Wisconsin and the football program. They're showing them that, saying, look, you've been up there, you've been a perennial power, we're going to give you the respect until you lose it. So do they deserve to be there right now? No. Okay, they didn't do anything last year after they got their asses whipped by BYU, and after that it was a subpar season at the very best. And you don't have Paul Bunyan's axe anymore. I mean, you're walking around without that thing in your back pocket. So this year's a proving ground year. I think they're giving them respect, but I think they're giving them respect on what they've done in the past, not what they really foresee coming this year, because I think this year they're an 8-9 win team. And if they win 8, they're outside of the top 25. If they win 9, maybe they're in the top 25, sitting at maybe 20. But I don't think they deserve to be there right now. No. But I do appreciate the respect they're being shown.
That's it.
That is it. That is buy or sell. There you have it. Always appreciate it. And thanks to Radio Joe for bringing the questions. Hey, by the way, speaking of bringing it, we need you to bring it. Coming up Sunday, September 1st, please, please bring it. Sunday, September 1st, we have our motorcycle ride benefiting Fisher House, Wisconsin. You got to help us, help the military, help veterans, help their families. And we can't do this without you. Please come down and register the day of. You can see all the information. Go to BillMichaelsSports.com. You can find us over on the Facebook fan page. You can find it simply by going to, you know, Bill Michaels' 12th Annual Poker Run, Big Units Poker Ride. You can Google all that stuff on Facebook. It's out there. You can go to MilwaukeeRally.com. It's on the front page there when you scroll down. Please join us Sunday, September 1st. Registration opens up at 8. But the most important thing about it is we're going to be staging at Milwaukee Brewing. That is downtown Milwaukee, right there on 9th Street. It's the 12th annual one presented by Bud Light and Concordia University on the Veterans Services Department. There's going to be a biker's breakfast between 8 and 10. There's going to be brewery tours between 8 and 10. They're going to open up the beautiful rooftop bar to us between 8 and 10. Kickstands go up at 10. The Milwaukee Police Department, they escort us out, take us around 894. So we're going to be on the highway, but we're going to be with the police department. They hand us off to the New Berlin Police Department, who take us to our first stop at New Berlin Ale House. And then off from there we go. We're going to stop at Zaner's Club Shamrock down in Big Bend. We're going to go to Lindy's on Beulah. Then we're going to go to Ironwood Golf Course, where they're going to have a cigar tasting and a beverage pairing with it, which is going to be fantastic. Then to Stoley's Hog Alley, and then to Wisconsin Harley-Davidson. So please come out and support us. Please come out and join us. One of our fine sponsors is the Four Seasons Island Resort in Pembine, Wisconsin. They had their grand opening this past year, grand reopening in June, and the rave reviews are in. It's beautiful. The golf course is in great shape. They've got a stay-and-play package, unlimited cart and golf. Just go to the4seasonswi.com. That's the4seasonswi.com. Or call Jake, the GM up there, or Barb, who's fantastic. Call him, 715-324-5800. 715-324-5800. But please, anybody with a motorcycle, come out and join us. Sunday, September 1st, we will see you at Milwaukee Brewing on 9th Street, just east or just west of the Fiserv Forum. And we'll see you there as we open things up and get ready to go. And it's for an incredibly worthy cause. More of the Bill Michael Show right after this.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Now, a Chili's Green and Gold update. Presented by Chili's 3 for $10 deal and the Radisson Hotel and Conference Center, Green Bay. Here's Mike Clemens.
The Packers had their final practice and pads closed to the public as they prepared to face the Raiders. They now head to Winnipeg. On Monday, Aaron Rodgers was asked which of the receivers was a standout so far in training camp.
Specifically, Alan Lazard. I think he's had a really nice camp. He's made a bunch of plays. You know, he's always showing up on special teams. He does things the right way in practice. And I think he's put himself in a position to legitimately be playing for all 32 teams. And we say that from time to time, the cliche almost, that, you know, you're always playing for the entire NFL. And Alan is definitely good enough to be an NFL player. And I think he's had a fantastic training camp.
Alan Lazard says he's bounced around the league after a stint with the Jaguars, then picked up by Green Bay last December. I asked him what it's like getting high praise from Aaron Rodgers.
Obviously, that's pretty cool. Like, my sixth grade inner self's like screaming, but like, but now I'm like, you know, it's kind of just like resonated and whatnot, and realize like where I'm at and what I'm doing. So obviously working with him is something very blessed and grateful to be with. So
the battle at backup quarterback continues. Tim Boyle has connected with Lazard and Darius Shepherd for a touchdown, but Boyle got off to a poor start against the Ravens. At one point, he was 1 for 8.
This last Ravens game, definitely missed some passes that I wasn't happy about, but the drive was nice, kind of just getting one to Allen twice and then the touchdown. That's like the payoff, you know what I mean? It's not all perfect. It's a tough game, especially in the NFL, but whenever you get the run game going, it opens up the pass game. It's the quarterback job to make sure the ball is going to the right guys. And a few times, you know, I grounded the ball, which was, you know, just bad balls, but for the most part, I was pleased with the game.
So will Aaron Rodgers play against the Raiders? Head coach Matt LaFleur.
That is to be determined. It's just, I want to wait and see. You know, I'm not going to say one way or the other right now. So we'll play it. That'll be a game time decision.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur from training camp in Green Bay. I'm Mike Clemens on the Bill Michaels Show.
Welcome back. Glad you're here today. Time to get to know a Green Bay Packer, the guy that Aaron Rodgers was just talking about. Alan Lazard, the wide receiver, a guy that's opening up a lot of eyes in training camp right now. He was told, hey, Aaron Rodgers, really, he's liking you. What do you think?
Obviously, that's pretty cool. Like, my sixth grade inner self's like screaming, but like, but now I'm like, you know, it's kind of just like resonated and whatnot, and realize like where I'm at and what I'm doing. So obviously working with him is something very blessed and grateful to be with.
My sixth grade inner self. that doesn't make Aaron Rodgers sound young and spry, does it? Meanwhile, Alan Lazard, he spent most of his time last year in Jacksonville's practice squad. He said, look, it's great to be signed by the Packers.
You know, being on practice squad, it was hard to kind of go out there and just really just have a year of just not playing football. I mean, yeah, I'm out there practicing every single day and whatnot, but without like really putting all that practice and work ethic to show on Sundays, it was kind of hard. So when I first got here, it was obviously a little bit, kind of a little stress relief, just knowing that I'm on the active 53 and I have a chance to play in a game.
So he gets picked up by the Packers, comes in, gets one play, one catch, has a chance to grab a ball against the Lions. That was from Deshaun Kizer.
You know, I've known Deshaun actually since high school. We went to the opening camp together and then followed him a little bit, you know, when he was at Notre Dame and whatnot, and seen his successes. So just to receive the pass from him was probably pretty cool to see the growth that we've made since we've been young. And then just to be out there, I have my family in the stands. You know, I'm in the stat book, so no matter what happens from here on out, you know, like I played in the game and I'll always be remembered.
Practice squad's one thing, staying in the NFL, but right now he said, look, I've got bigger goals.
Absolutely. You know, I think for me, I'm just just very goal-oriented, so, you know, I set steps, set levels. So, like, last year, got that one catch. That's cool, but now it's time just to build off of
that. Time to step up, and he feels himself growing in Matt LaFleur's offense.
I feel like I've just constantly been progressing since, you know, April or so, since OTAs have started. I'm just kind of just grasping the entire offense. And just honestly just watching these other receivers, watching Tay, you know, how he runs his routes, you know, what his releases are like, and basically on how he gets in good positions to catch the ball.
I mean, the big thing, not only is it physical, but you got to get into the classroom. You got to study it. You got to know it. You got to learn it. You can't forget it.
I take notes every day, and that's something that I've kind of learned from previous coaches and players. You know, there's always something you can improve on. So what our receiver coach says is, what's not written down is soon forgotten. And so I try to write everything down to make sure I don't forget it.
So what is he looking forward to tomorrow night in Winnipeg, Canada?
I just want to show you know, I can go out there and obviously play on special teams, help the team out that way. Then offensively as well, I can go out there and block a safety in the middle, or I can go deep, you know, catch a long pass or anything across the middle.
And then obviously, you know, you do this, you get repetitive. You know, the approach has to be the same at a high level each and every day.
I just go out there every day and treat it the same. I go out there and give 100%. I try to be as locked in as possible. And to just go out there and do what I do best. And I think, you know, I've had a very successful career coming into being here at the Packers. And I know I'm capable of playing in the NFL and making a lot of noise, too. So I just got to go out there and be confident and play hard.
So we'll see what happens tomorrow night. That is Alan Lazard of your Green Bay Packers. We'll get back into some Brewers chatter coming up the next hour. Also, Paul Lemmig, our Green and Gold analyst, going to join us in about 35 minutes from now. We're going to hear from the Packers head coach, Matt LaFleur, and get to emails and tweets and those that are saying they're in the Dunn Club for the Milwaukee Brewers, all that kind of stuff. That is coming up next on the Bill Michaels Show.
Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.